Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
That is right, my friends. You have tuned in ever so successfully and wisely to America's Home for Conservative Not Bitter Talk. I'm your host, the one, the only, the very conservative not bitter, Todd Huff. It's my pleasure to be here today, my friends. There's chilling new evidence out there. The alleged assassin of Charlie Kirk texted his roommate. Again, this roommate is reportedly his transgender lover, boyfriend, lover. I don't know the right words to say here. And today we're going to walk through these messages. We're going to talk about what they reveal. You know, I listen to people on social media tell me all sorts of things, that I was wrong, that this was a MAGA conservative and everything else. And now, again, there are so many things that you could learn from this. So many things. Number one, something I've said on this program from the very early stages is to withhold. Withhold your opinion until you have enough evidence. Some people want the shooter, and I don't understand this. I truly don't. I've encountered people on social media who want the shooter to have been MAGA, or want the shooter to have been a conservative Republican or whatever. And I don't know what they think that proves. It doesn't prove the validity of their ideas, their values, if the shooter is a conservative Republican. It doesn't prove that at all. It doesn't prove anything other than detecting patterns. I've said before on this program, there are people in any group of people that are going to do a incredibly wicked and atrocious things. The real question is to ask ourselves, is that group promoting an ideology or a belief system that encourages that behavior? Or is this just the response of some individual, some behavior of an individual who is hell-bent on doing evil, perpetrating evil, which we've clearly seen that is the case in this particular instance with the assassination of Charlie Kirk. So that's where we're going to go today. I've also got a soundbite I want to get to with Kash Patel. You might have seen him yesterday before a Senate committee hearing. The fireworks were erupting all over the place. I've got a clip between Spartacus, yes, that's right, Senator Spartacus, Cory Booker, and Kash Patel. There's also something, I addressed it in today's Todd Talk, which you can get the Todd Talks if you sign up for our free newsletter, toddhuffshow.com/truth. All you got to do is enter your email address and you'll get these each and every day. But we have a lot of content in the newsletter, some supplemental things that we've talked about here, but I always include the Todd Talk. But in the Todd Talk, I'm just going to briefly mention this here off the top. The mayor of Dearborn, Michigan, told a resident who took to the podium at a city council meeting, and this individual who was a Christian and he was speaking very respectfully to the mayor. He had a problem with some of the recognition that was going out to, well, people who were supporting Islamic terrorism, groups like Hezbollah. He made this known, and the mayor lost his mind. The mayor called him as an Islamophobe. The mayor told him basically to move out of the city. He told him, I'm paraphrasing here, but you will be, I'm going to have a parade when you move out of the city. I kid you not. And he told him that you're not welcome here. So I can't get into that. That's a Todd talk that's in the newsletter for today. But we're going to hit these top two issues, as I promised. Friends, off the top, have you ever noticed how some families seem to have a plan that lasts for generations? And you might think that that's what you need. And you very well may be to the point where you need that intergenerational plan. That's not by accident when folks do this, my friends. Full Suite Wealth works with people who want their wealth to make a difference for years to come. Their team brings together high-level investment strategies like private equity, private credit, and options strategies. All this is tied together with expert legal advice, legal guidance. It's all about making sure that your vision becomes a reality, both for today and into the future, generations to come. So if you're looking for more than just a way to manage your money, if you want to leave a mark and build something lasting, take a look at Full Suite Wealth. Jason and his team there will take good care of you. Very qualified, good people at Full Suite Wealth. FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy. Secure your future. Okay, let's talk here about what we know about this alleged shooter. Prosecutors yesterday released a series of text messages between the assassin, the alleged assassin, whose name I'm not going to repeat on this program, and his roommate slash partner. We know through reports that this roommate partner is a trans woman. This is a biological male who is trying to undergo the process of becoming a female. And that's who this alleged assassin is living with, is having a relationship with. I just would say off the top, that does not sound like something that is common amongst conservatives. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm just saying that that's a big, if we're looking for pieces of evidence as to what this alleged shooter believes, if that's what we're trying to determine here, then that's a pretty big indicator. Now, I've got the full exchange of these text messages below. Let's see. Sorry here. Here we go. Scroll down to where I've got the text messages. I'm going to have to say the name, I think, because I've got messages coming from each roommate. I'm going to say shooter and roommate. And let me just say this for legal purposes. Anytime I say shooter in this section, this refers to the alleged shooter. I might say alleged shooter, whatever. But in case I don't, this is a blanket statement. I am human and I'm prone to error, but these are all allegations. But this is the evidence that's been presented, presented by law enforcement. So here we go. The alleged shooter texts his roommate and says this: drop what you are doing. Look under my keyboard. Now, the roommate does this under the keyboard at his residence that he shared with the roommate. There's a note, a handwritten note that says this: I had the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk, and I'm going to take it. Roommate texts back, what? With a bunch of question marks. You're joking, right? The alleged shooter responds, I am still okay, my love, but stuck in Orem a little while longer yet. Shouldn't be long until I can come home, but I gotta grab my rifle still. To be honest, I had hoped to keep this secret till I died of old age. I am sorry to involve you. Roommate responded, you weren't the one who did it, right? The alleged shooter says, I am. I'm sorry. Roommate, I thought they caught the person. You'll remember there was, in the immediate aftermath, there was an individual that was on social media that was being handcuffed and so forth. They thought that they had captured the shooter. I think this happened twice. There were two people I mean, you got a picture. It's pandemonium. It's insanity. It's bedlam. You've got a bunch of people who gather to hear Charlie Kirk and the people that are asking him questions, debating him, that sort of thing on a college campus, just like he's done many, many other times. They're there. A shot rings out. Charlie Kirk immediately collapses, falls over. Everyone realizes he's struck, and they don't know what's going to happen. People are running everywhere. It's just there's lots of people in a small area, people running, and just all sorts of things that are happening. And so they grabbed an individual whose clothing matched the alleged shooter's clothing, at least in general. So they thought that they had him. They thought they had him a couple of times. Anyway, all this is to say, the shooter, had left his rifle. He had dropped it, but he didn't have time to get it. And you'll find that through this text exchange here. So the roommate said, "I thought they caught someone." The alleged shooter said, "No, they grabbed some crazy old dude, then interrogated someone in similar clothing. I had planned to grab my rifle from my drop point shortly after, but most of that side of town got locked down. It's quiet, almost enough to get out, but there's one vehicle lingering." So he's texting. He's kind of watching the point where he had dropped his rifle. He can't retrieve it. He thinks he's close to being able to retrieve it, and that's what's going on during this conversation. The roommate says, "Why?" The alleged shooter says, "Why did I do it?" Roommate, "Yeah." The alleged shooter, "I had enough of this hatred." This is critical right here, what I'm about to read you. Listen up. He writes this: "I had enough of his hatred. Some hate can't be negotiated with. If I'm able to grab my rifle unseen, I will have left no evidence. Going to attempt to retrieve it again. Hopefully they have moved on. I haven't seen anything about them finding it." So, let's pause there. Well, let's finish this. This isn't too much longer. The roommate says, "How long have you been planning this?" The alleged shooter says, "A bit over a week, I believe. I can get close to it," again talking about the gun, fixated on picking up the evidence, his firearm. "I can get close to it, but there is a squad car parked right by it. I think they already swept that spot, but I don't want to chance it." Then the alleged shooter says this: I'm wishing I had circled back and grabbed it as soon as I got to my vehicle. I'm worried what my old man would do if I didn't bring back grandpa's rifle." So this is his grandfather's rifle that had been handed down to his father. I don't know if the son just had access. I don't know if the son was given this rifle or what the circumstances are, but he had taken this rifle. I think this is supposed to be IDK. IDK, if it had, I don't know if it had a serial number, but it wouldn't trace to me. Basically saying that gun doesn't, there's not paperwork that ties that gun to me. It's tied to my family. "I worry about prints. I had to leave it in a bush where I changed outfits. Didn't have the ability or time to bring it with. I might have to abandon it and hope they don't find prints. How the blank will I explain losing it to my old man? Only thing I left was the rifle wrapped in a towel. Remember how I was engraving bullets? The blanking messages are mostly a big meme. If I see notices bulges, UWU," you might remember that we talked about this on the program earlier this week or last week, whenever we talked about the inscriptions on the bullets, on the shell casings. He says, "If I see notices bulge, UWU," this was one of the things that was engraved on the bullets, "on Fox News, I might have a stroke. All right, I gotta leave it. That really blanking sucks. Judging from today, I'd say grandpa's gun does just fine. I don't know. I think it was a $2,000 scope. I guess some version of a smiley face." Then he tells his roommate, "Delete this exchange. My dad wants photos of the rifle." This is another text a little bit later. He says, "Grandpa wants to know who has what. The feds released a photo of the rifle, and it is very unique. He's calling me right now, not answering." So they've released photos of the rifle. I don't know if his parents look to have seen the rifle. If you see the full exchange, and I can't go through all of this, but the mother saw some of those early pictures. You know, you would have seen these images, the videos of the alleged gunman. And she thought, man, that looks a lot like my son. She talked to her husband about this. The husband, the father of the alleged shooter, said the same thing. They begin to get suspicious. They know that he's within, you know, the vicinity he could get there. They asked the mother, I believe, text or called and asked where he was. He said he was homesick and had been for the past 2 days. This was the day after the assassination and so forth. And so basically there's pictures of the firearm. The father and the grandfather know, hey, this firearm looks a lot like my gun. And it's a rare gun. It's not just a common gun. It's pretty unique. It's got some unique characteristics. So they begin to wonder. Now they have high suspicions by that point. He thinks he's just going to ignore the phone call. I mean, what did he think was going to happen, right? The parents suspected him immediately. I mean, within 24 hours. He has a gun. It would be traced back to either the grandfather or his father. And everyone would say, well, there's one of the people in our family has gotten much more political, as they have said, by the way. He's gotten much more political. He's gotten much further left in his politics. This is a family who's, I guess you could say, a MAGA family, a conservative family, conservative Republican family. But the son, the alleged shooter, in the past, I don't know, some period of time, year or two, had been reportedly gone way to the left, even to the point where he's now living with a transgender roommate who's also his boyfriend / lover. Anyway, so he continues here. The alleged shooter says this: since Trump got into office, my dad has been pretty diehard MAGA. I'm going to turn myself in willingly. One of my neighbors here is a deputy for the sheriff. Again, this was all under the pressure of his family. You are all I worry about, love. Again, texting his roommate. The roommate says, I'm much more worried about you. The alleged shooter: don't talk to the media, please. Don't take any interviews or make any comments. If any police ask you questions, ask for a lawyer and stay silent. This is all as reported by Fox 13 Utah. Fox 13 Utah, yes. It's a transcript of the charging documents. So that is what we know. That's that exchange. I want to zero in here. I want to zero in on this particular part his text messages. He said this: I had enough of his hatred. When he was asked why he did it, and I want to say this from the mountaintops, I want to say this to all the people out there, and I've heard from them. I've heard from them on social media. They're self-righteous. They think they're so smart. They think they've got it all figured out. They thought that because this guy's family was Republican, that he was Republican. Because his family was MAGA, that he was MAGA. I don't know why you would conclude this. There are plenty of examples in this country where kids have the exact opposite political beliefs of their families. In fact, it's one of the major concerns. You know, Charlie Kirk said college is a scam. One of the major concerns that parents, and if you don't have this concern, I'm telling you, you should have it. I think you should have it. But when you send your kids off to college, there are professors. I had some of these people 25, even 30, oh gee, almost 30 years ago. But I had some of these professors who really believed it was their job. I kid you not. I'm not saying every professor, and yes, it depends on the sort of thing you're studying. I don't want to keep you up at night, but listen, there are people there who believe it is their job to re-educate your child. They believe if you've taught them to be a conservative Christian, if you've given them a faith, taught them about a faith in God, if they were raised in church, if they believe in Republican political ideas, they believe, these professors, these radical professors believe it is their job, their responsibility to re-educate, to deprogram them from what you taught them and to teach them radical, radical things. And there's lots of ways that they've gotten savvy. They've gotten savvy, but then, you know, at the same time I say that, we sometimes give these folks too much credit. They're not perfect. They're not without fault. They're not some just well-oiled and very slick machine. They're far from perfect, but they've gotten pretty good at it. And so he goes away, in after his teenage years, early 20s, and he's flipped. He's flipped a switch. And if you're a parent, I'm not saying, please don't misunderstand. There are kids that can get through that environment. I got through it just fine. But I had a support system in place. I had a very close relationship with my pastor, and I would on the regular, I mean, virtually at least weekly, sometimes daily, would be talking with him. I interned at a place called the Christian Defense Fund. I went in knowing that this was the tactic, that these folks were radical leftists and that they didn't like people who believe conservative, believe in God, probably the number one thing, believe in God, but then also to have conservative principles and values. They did not like that. They took it, I think some of them took it personally. If you came through a department, liberal arts and sciences, political science, which is what I studied at Butler, some of these folks, I think, took it personally if you came through their program and didn't adopt their way of thinking. Now, not all professors were like that, but there were a lot, and they were in a lot of fields that sometimes you wouldn't even suspect. So, but some of them were there. Listen, I remember I had a math professor. She certainly was there just for the math. She told me once in class, I kid you not, I had a question. It was calculus. I think it was calculus. And I raised my hand and I asked a question. And I said, Professor so-and-so, doctor, I think, Dr. so-and-so. And I asked my question. And she told me, I kid you not, she said, if you don't know that, you probably shouldn't be in here. And I said, you know what? Probably the last question I asked for the semester. Thanks for humiliating me in front of my classmates. But anyway, I mean, you have some people that focus just on the subject, but it is a real thing, a very, very real thing, my friends, that kids are subjected to. And so for all those people who are out there, where are you now? Where are you now? Can you admit that you were wrong? Can you admit that this person, by his own alleged text messages here, had hatred for Donald Trump, thought that Charlie Kirk deserved to die? You can't negotiate, he said, with his brand of hatred, his type of hatred. Some things you just can't negotiate with. He thought he was justified. Where does he get these things? You tell me that. Where does he hear these things, my friends? Just say it. Just say he was a leftist. Just say he is a leftist who thinks he's justified. Sounds like Destiny, if you watch Destiny on social media. I saw him as a guest being interviewed somewhere the other day. Just reprehensible, just scummy things to say. Pathetic, pathetic behavior from this clown who's a leftist on social media who thinks he's so much smarter and better than the rest of us. Anyway, I've got more to say about this, but I've got to take a break. Friends, MyPillow's excited to announce they're bringing back they're starting their 3-in-1 sale. It is their biggest sale that they've ever had, and they have a limited edition product. They have bed sheets starting at $29.98, any color, any size, even king sheets. They've got, these are regular $119.98. Those are only $29.98. Once they're gone, they're gone. My towels, they're back in stock. You can get a six-piece towel set for $39.98, regular $69.98. And for the first time, and the only time, you get a limited edition premium MyPillow made with Giza cotton and design with a designer gusset. Queens at $17.98, Kings at $19.98. MyPillow.com, promo code Todd. MyPillow.com, promo code Todd. I had to take a break. Quick timeout, my friends. Back in just a minute.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 4/8 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 4/8 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shanna Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
My friends, remind me who the fascists are again. Remind me who the fascists are again. Let me give you a definition here of fascism. The left throws this around as though they're the anti-fascists. This is incredible to me. Just listen to the definition and ask yourself, who is the one who is demonstrating this sort of behavior? Here's the definition of fascism: a form of authoritarian ultranationalism characterized by dictatorial power, forcible suppression of opposition. Hello, if that's not what this is, they literally are silencing their political opposition, this particular individual, who, again, listen to me, I am clear on this. There are people that are capable of doing reprehensible evil in any group. Candidly, our capacity as human beings, this is just biblical, we all have the capacity to do atrocious things, to rebel and dissent. But there are people in any group that are capable of incredibly wicked things. Every group can have murderers involved in everything else. But does the ideology fuel this? That's an important distinction to make. Is what your group teaching its followers, are those things actually leading people to take violent actions? And I would maintain that the rhetoric of the left is. In fact, I've even seen tweets, posts on X from Biden back when he was president. You go back and you look at some of this rhetoric. They positioned Trump as Hitler. They positioned Trump as a Nazi who was an authoritarian, who was a threat to our democracy, who was, if he was elected, was going to cause the downfall of the United States of America. You don't think that it has anything to do with this? This isn't complicated. But anyway, the forcible suppression of the opposition, forcing them to shut up. You've seen them do this. Even I didn't see the clip, but I've seen tactics that people have tried to employ against Charlie Kirk at college campuses to try to get his YouTube videos taken down. Remember, was it Riley Gaines who was basically kidnapped by leftists on a university campus? This wasn't the first time that this violence has that violence against conservatives on campuses has happened. Now, this was the first time that one had been killed, murdered, assassinated. But who's the one stirring these things up? It continues here. It says control of society and the economy. Who wants control? Listen, you can make your arguments. You can say whatever you want to say. Now, there could be repercussions for what you say, as some of these folks have found out who are out there praising the death of Charlie Kirk and then find that they don't have a job come Monday morning. And to that, I say good. I take no pleasure in some of the stuff that we see happening, but listen, they've done this to themselves. The only way through this, my friends, the only way through this is to defeat evil. You cannot negotiate. We have to, and when I say this, I don't mean it like this alleged assassin means it. He said in order to, you had to shoot your opponents and kill them. That's what he's claiming. No, I'm saying we have to beat them at the ballot box. We have to use every legal and lawful and moral tool at our disposal. We have to make arguments. We have to stand strong. We have to oppose our school boards. We have to oppose and expose teachers who are abusing things. We don't need to be going after people just because we don't like them. But when we see these things that are dangerous, when we see things that fuel this sort of hatred, it needs to be exposed and it needs to be stopped in the appropriate legal ways. And by the way, there are laws against these things. There are laws against defamation. I shared with you that there's a teacher here in my school district who defamed President Trump in a post on social media. Probably one of many that this teacher or others have done. And the point here is that there are laws, there are guidelines for certain behavior that you can be terminated, you can be disciplined, it needs to be stopped. This sort of thing needs to be stopped. You talk about toning down the rhetoric, this needs to be stopped. You can want to defeat me politically, but let's do so legally. Let's do it out here in the public square. Let's have debates and discussions. Tell me your best ideas. That's what I'm saying. I've said today, those who said that this was a MAGA shooter should be embarrassed of themselves today. If they had any integrity, they would come out and apologize to people. They would admit that they were wrong, but they won't do this because they are, listen, one of the requirements to be a leftist is to have a very, very high opinion of yourself. This is an anti-God state of mind, and the anti-God state of mind is the includes at its core pride. C.S. Lewis says pride is the great sin. Pride is what caused Lucifer to challenge God and to fall. That's what happened. He wanted what God had. He wanted to be inserted into the place of God. And I'm telling you, these godless radical leftists who don't have God, they have to assert someone or insert someone into that space. And guess what? It's going to be them. It's going to be their ideology. It's going to be their arrogance. That's at its core what it is. It's in the heart of what it means to be a leftist, a radical godless leftist. I'm not saying liberals. I am very selective with my language. I don't mean every Democrat, but I mean every radical leftist. The people who are out there cheering this on, by definition, are godless leftists, my friends. This is inexcusable behavior. So are they trying to take control of society? Propaganda. How much propaganda has been perpetrated, has been pushed upon us by these dangerous radical leftists, and violence used to silence opponents? Again, I ask you to answer the question, who out here are the real fascists? I'm going to read it without my own commentary, this one-sentence definition. Fascism is a form of authoritarian ultranationalism characterized by dictatorial power, forcible suppression of opposition, control of society and the economy, propaganda, and violence used to silence opponents. It's what we are dealing with on the left, my friends. They are the real fascists. They're the ones that are trying to use violence to silence their opponents. Meanwhile, telling us in the next breath that silence is violence. They can't admit that violence is violence. In fact, they cheer violence on social media. It's pathetic stuff. They're trying to suppress the opposition. They're trying to silence them through the use of force. Now you can say, well, they're not ultranationalists. Well, I think they are. I think that they're ultranationalists in what they would consider their own national identity. They hate America. They're not identifying with the country of America. They are identifying with the ideals of Marx and communism. That's what their beliefs are. They want free stuff. They want you to pay for it. That's what these folks believe in. And if you don't want to agree with them, they will do whatever they have to do to get you to comply. This is imperative that we stand firmly against this. Be strong and courageous, to quote the Bible, which that's a verse that you'll read over and over, especially in the book of Joshua. In fact, I mean, in a way, I mean, there's similarities here metaphorically. You know, Joshua was trying to regain or to take control of the promised land. We need to regain control of this land. And we are opposing absolutely evil, morally bankrupt forces here, my friends. So that's what I'm going to say about that today. I want to get to this. I told you we would play at least a soundbite of Kash Patel arguing back with Senator Spartacus. I want to play a bit of that, which I will do that here in just a moment. My friends, let's talk about something that is pretty important, and that's, of course, your money. And there are a lot of companies out there that do not share our Christian values. So why are we investing? I'm not saying there has to be some sort of a litmus test, but if there are people who are out there actively promoting values that are antithetical, the opposite of Christian values, why are we investing with them when there are other good options? The good news is we don't have to do that. 4-8 Financial specializes in biblically responsible investing. They can help us screen out companies that go against our faith, go against our values, create a plan that's tailored to our goals, and they'll handle that heavy lifting for us so that we can focus on what really matters to us. Want to see if your current investments, what you have right now, if you want to see if they align with your values or to what degree they do align with your values, go to 48financial.com/Todd. That's 48financial.com/Todd. You can take an assessment. It will help you determine to what degree your investments align with your values. I took the assessments. It is quick, easy, painless. I encourage you to do the same. 48 Financial, because our values matter, and so, my friends, does your money. All right, so after the break here, which we're going to take here in just a few seconds, I want to talk a little bit about Kash Patel. Kash Patel was called in to, you know, the Senate has oversight of the executive branch, and so from time to time they'll call folks in to give reports, and you know, a lot of this stuff is political. Sometimes we're trying to get to the truth, and of course, one of the things that we've been talking about on this program and in culture, society, politics, and everything else is the Epstein files, what's going on with that, and I want to talk about that, and I'm going to talk about some fireworks and play the soundbite for you of Kash Patel versus Senator Spartacus. So we'll do that, my friends, on the other side of the break. In the meantime, sit tight. Listen here to Conservative Not Bitter Talk. I am your host, Todd Huff, back in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Let's face it, every dollar we spend is a vote for the kind of America that we want to live in. That's what has been created here by the left. They have used what I call the seven pillars of propaganda to push their radical agenda on the American people. One of those is woke business. They take profits from money that you have given to them, and then they fund causes with which you tremendously, strongly disagree with, vehemently disagree with. And so this is why we launched Freedom Marketplace. Freedom Marketplace is a free directory of businesses that align with your conservative values. These businesses have made a promise, no support for leftist candidates or causes. And if they break that promise, boom, we kick them out. I haven't had to do that, but I absolutely will. So if you're tired of funding the woke agenda, visit freedommarketplace.net. That's freedommarketplace.net, liberty and business for all. I shared with you off the top, and I got to get right into this. I don't have a lot of time here in the final segment. This is the shortest of the three segments of our program. Corey Spartacus is interviewing, well, I guess you could say interviewing. He's questioning Kash Patel, FBI director. This is a Senate oversight hearing. Of course, you know that the Senate has oversight of the executive branch. They bring in folks from time to time to give updates. Kash Patel, during this hearing, basically gave an update on the Epstein files, which I know that this is a whole entire episode in and of itself. So I can't get into this now because I promised you I'd play this clip for you to give you a feel for this exchange between Spartacus and Kash Patel. But Kash Patel told the people in that committee and the cameras watching that there is no credible evidence that Jeffrey Epstein trafficked any of his victims to anyone other than himself. That was Kash Patel's statement. I know that that opens up a whole bunch of questions regarding that. This, of course, is not going away, but that's what's currently being said. Kash Patel says there's no credible evidence. And notice the word credible just for FYI. No credible evidence that that Epstein was trafficking anyone to anyone but himself. So that's where that stands. So, but Kash Patel, of course, is facing a bunch of leftists on this committee. Corey Spartacus is one of them. I think Corey Spartacus is a political actor. He's engaging in political theater. His ideas, he's to be taken seriously because of his political power, and people apparently find this sort of behavior, attractive on the left. I don't know. But his ideas on their own should not be taken seriously. This guy is a clown. He's trying to make a spectacle. Remember the make believe filibuster? He had the longest filibuster in history. He thought he was a hero for that. I remember talking about that on this program. His I am Spartacus moment. He got up and walked out of one of the hearings. I think it was the Kavanaugh hearing, when Kavanaugh was being considered and ultimately confirmed as a United States Supreme Court justice. He's big on the theatrics. So he's going to sit down here and he's going to question Kash Patel. And I want you to listen to the anger, the rage bait, whatever you want to call this. And he's lecturing Kash Patel. Here's what he has to say.
I think this might be your last oversight hearing. Because as much as you supplicate yourself to the will of Donald Trump and not the Constitution of the United States of America, Donald Trump has shown us in his first term and in this term, he is not loyal to people like you. He will cut you loose. This may be the last time I have a hearing with you because I don't think you're long for your job. But I'm going to tell you this. I pray for you. I pray for you that you can step up and defend your oath, defend the Constitution, and do a much better job of defending this country. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, sorry. Had it muted there. Also, I think I missed a couple seconds of his, you get the idea, of his statement there. But Spartacus says, I pray for you. I pray for you. Listen, prayer is a weapon for the believer, not because we can use it to say, I'm better than you. I'm going to pray for you. I'm morally superior to you. If that's your motivation, as I suspect it was here for Spartacus, at least that's what it looks like to me, then you're using it wrong. In fact, I wouldn't doubt that Spartacus has some posts out there on X that says enough of the thoughts and prayers and so forth when it comes to some of these tragedies that happen. It reminds me, actually, of the arrogant man Jesus told a parable, the religious leader who was praying, Dear God, he was praying next to an individual who was saying, God, forgive me, I'm a sinner. And this other man was praying, Dear Lord, thank you that I'm not like this poor, pathetic man beside me. That is not the way we're supposed to use prayer. Prayer is a weapon, but it's not a weapon to use as some sort of a I'm better than you gesture. It's a weapon if we believe in the power of God, that if we ask him, our God hears us and our God helps us. That's what Spartacus did. Let's listen to Kash Patel here.
Want to say anything?
Yes, sir.
In response.
That rant of false information does not bring this country together. If you want to work on bringing this country, it's my time, not yours.
My God.
If you want to talk about
dividing this country,
it is my time.
I follow you on your social media posts that tear this country apart.
To address your falsehoods.
Oh, you're an embarrassment. You can try all you want
in this country.
To not take responsibility for what you have said. Sir, you're making a mockery of this committee. Sir, you don't tell me my time is over. The people of New Jersey tell me what my time is. You can't lecture.
You get the idea. That's what went on. But I find it interesting that as soon as he lectured Kash Patel, he was taking the Lord's name in vain by saying, my God, my God. Folks, I got to go. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek, explore, taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Baumann-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.